This is Warrior Sound Live.
Here comes Curry. Step back off the dribble three.
Here's Lawrence Scott.
Thank you for joining us this Warrior Sound Flashback episode, putting the spotlight on Warriors Archive, Making of a Champion, presented by Hewlett-Packard Enterprise and the series of games streaming on Facebook featuring memorable Draymond Green performances from Monday, June the 1st through Friday the 5th. Five nights of games available to fans in the Bay Area at Facebook.com/Warriors. Each night at 7 p.m. Pacific. Monday, it's a flashback to a memorable game in December of 2012 where Draymond's timely bucket late with 9/10 of a second on the clock helped the Warriors take down the Heat in Miami.
Jarrett Jack, Draymond Green, Leon Thompson. Ball to Jarrett Jack. 10 seconds to go. Jarrett Jack will bring it up. Guarded by LeBron James. Checking the clock. Here comes Curry with five. Can't get the pass off. So Jack still dribbling. Looking, waiting with two. Pass inside to Draymond Green. Laid it in on a backdoor lob with .9 to go. And Miami calls a timeout. Draymond Green went backdoor and banked it home. Golden State 97, Miami 95. No one, and I mean no one in this building expected that.
Lawrence Scott here on the scene in Miami, Warriors TV and Warriors.com. Our road coverage continues with what has become truly an amazing road trip for this Warriors team. Five straight wins now on the road, this time taking down the defending NBA champion Miami Heat. And this one came down to the final seconds, and Draymond Green with the bucket, giving the Warriors the lead with less than a second on the clock. The bench erupts. But there was time for one last shot for Miami, and it went to LeBron James. The fadeaway from the corner as time expired, no good. And 97-95, the Warriors beat Miami, a defining win here tonight.
Golden State comes out of South Florida with a win. And the Warriors celebrate on the floor below, as well they should. It's a young team that's learning their way in the association.
Something about this team that just refuses to quit. We're going to battle, we're going to compete. And we played against, you know, two guys that'll go down as all-time greats. That we know them on a first-name basis. For us to come out of here and grind out a victory against the champs is special.
But the last shot, you know, coach didn't point out who's specifically taking a shot. He said we're going to go out here, we're going to find who's open, and we're going to make the best play and put the ball in Jerry Jack's hands. And, you know, of course, guys are going to go with Clay and Steph, and I just happened to be wide open. He found me.
Tuesday, June 2nd, we relive a game from the 2014-15 season that featured Draymond delivering 31 points and 7 boards as the Warriors beat the Bulls in Chicago, improving at that point to 17-2 on the season.
3:50 to go. Curry behind the back to Green in the front court. Right sideline, Iguodala. The cutter is Thompson. Over the shoulder flip to Draymond. Can he hit another one? Yes, he can! 7 threes for Draymond. And it's 101-90. Draymond Green with 27 points tonight. And the Warriors lead by 11 again. 101-90. It's a career high for Draymond.
You know, it's really tough battling them. But, you know, I think we did do the necessary things to come out with this win. You know, everybody played a key role. Everybody who touched the floor contributed to this win, and that's how it's got to be. That's why our depth is very important for this team. When one unit hit a lull, you know, the other unit came in and picked each other up, and that was huge for us on the road, especially playing here in this environment.
Hey, great night in Chicago, a historic night as the Warriors beat the Bulls and pick up a franchise record 12th consecutive victory. And what can you say about Draymond Green? He was tremendous tonight, all kinds of hustle, nailing threes all evening long, a career-high 7 total trays on his way to a 31-point night. Total team guy in the postgame, crediting his teammates on this big evening.
My teammates really found me and put me in a good position. I think I got an assist from Steph, Clay, Bogut, Sean, Andre. His 7 threes, that's at least 5 of them right there, you know. So, you know, everybody did a great job of finding me, and, you know, I can't take all that credit myself. I mean, obviously I had to knock the shot down, but most of the credit got to go to them for putting me in a position where I'm shooting pretty much on the gun.
Wednesday, June 3rd, we have Draymond's first career triple-double, a dynamic effort at home against the Raptors in early January of 2015, the start of many more triple-doubles to follow.
Curry off a space screen, rotates to Thompson, puts it on the deck, bounce pass, there's Mo, he's open, missed it badly, rebound Draymond, he's got a triple-double, Curry for three, got it in the corner!
A great night on Warriors ground, a very impressive win against one of the top teams in the East. The Warriors simply, with a great effort, from start to finish. Many strong performances in this one, and it was a career night for Draymond Green. He was incredible. He had his first ever triple-double, and Draymond from the start just nailing it, hitting a three to open the game, and finished with 16 points, 13 assists, and 11 rebounds. Stats alone don't tell the complete story. Pure hustle all night. Here's head coach Steve Kerr after the game.
Draymond has to be mentioned for a lot of different things, for the impact he's had. Most improved player would be a possibility. I don't know if he's going to make the All-Star team, but he would have my vote if I could vote for him. But he's just been brilliant, and he represents kind of who we are as a team, the versatility, the scrapping, the toughness, and I kind of feel like he sets the tone for us.
It was close at the break, but the Warriors opened the third quarter with a 23-5 run to create a lead that Toronto couldn't overcome. Stephen Curry just stellar tonight, a game-high 32 points to go with 12 assists. Mo Spates, tremendous scoring night in the start at center, 26 points and 8 boards. And Klay Thompson added 20 points en route to the 126-105 victory over Toronto.
I can't thank my teammates enough, you know, for putting me in a position to, you know, they got open. And I was able to find them. You know, Steph got the ball out the trap, and Klay got the ball out the trap, and I was able to make plays out of it. So, you know, I can't take all the credit for that because my teammates put me in a great position to make plays, and, you know, they knocked the shots down.
Thursday, June 4th, it's a flashback to a Sunday at Oracle Arena in March of 2015 against division foes the LA Clippers, and Draymond's 23 points, certainly key to a full team effort in the win.
Harrison Barnes doubled over to Klay Thompson to Draymond Green. Drives on Davis, draws contact again! It's up and good for Draymond, and a chance for the end one.
The Warriors getting creative with several highlight plays on this Sunday and spring forward with an effort that gets the job done against the Clippers. And in this matinee win over LA, we saw an outstanding effort off the bench from Sean Livingston. And we saw the fire that we've come to expect from Draymond Green. Draymond energizing the crowd and his teammates throughout the afternoon. He led all scorers with 23 points to go with 6 assists and a boatload of passion on the court today. And Livingston's play certainly key. 21 points along with 8 rebounds, a big boost as the Clippers keyed on Stephen Curry, but he kept creating on his way to a 12-point day with 4 assists and 3 steals. Klay Thompson added 21 points, accompanied by 3 trays, as the Warriors hold down the Clippers on the way to a 106-98 win.
Friday, June 5th, the week of re-airs wraps up with the Warriors capturing the NBA championship in 2015 upon taking down the Cavs in Game 6 as Draymond delivered a triple-double with 16 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. We leave you with the scene in Cleveland after the Warriors took the title. I'm Lawrence Scott. Thanks for listening.
The Warriors' historic season is capped by a championship with a win in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. And this team took the NBA's best record into the playoffs. And they kept working. They kept building. And now, the Warriors bring home the title.
Hey, this is for the whole Bay Area, all of Dub Nation, all the support. Last 40 years, this is for you. This is what it's all about. Man, I can't put it into words, but when we get back and have this parade, it's going to be a party, so let's go.
Absolutely. Everybody sacrificed all season long, and this is what it's all for. And couldn't be any better. We won it as a team. That's what's most important, and we couldn't be prouder right now. We're having a blast.
Man, it means everything. I mean, this is the dream, to get here, to get to the top. We did it as a group. We kept the same core. We did it, man.
That's all I can really say.
It's an amazing feeling. It's an amazing feeling. We knew we could accomplish it, but now to be here at the top of the mountain all these years, watching, now we're here.
And we won.
When we won, we're champions.
12 years, you know. 12 years been waiting for this. And I call it. 6 months ago, I said it. And people laugh about what I said. We're going to be championship. We are. We know. They know.
All these guys around here, man, we are. We gave up so much. Everybody, man, we sacrificed so much. It's unbelievable, man. I love this team. This dude's an unbelievable. Hey, we deserve this, man.
This has been Warriors Sound Live.
Right side three. Got it!